tell yourself and forecast to other people. This is very, very important too. When you sit down and give a presentation with people and you spend quality time with them one-on-one, belly to belly, mano a mano, as we say, you know, it's absolutely critical that rather than, you know, you spending a whole lot of time showing the plan and the marketing compensation and talking about other people, I mean, it's okay, that's part of the whole thing, but you also want to get a benchmark of understanding to them and say, look, you know, I haven't made a dime in Ambit Energy. I've only been in 3 weeks. Let's just say hypothetically I'm talking to a prospect and I was a brand new rep just coming into the business. After I'd done my due diligence or whatever, this is what I would share with them. I'd say, look, because the biggest fear that people have in sharing an opportunity is they're waiting for that question to come back of saying, well, how much money have you made? Well, the first thing you can do is you have to tell the truth. If you haven't made any money, just tell them right up front, I haven't made a dime, you know, or I've gotten my initial investment back or whatever it might be. You can say whatever you want to say, but here's what I know that I know. I know that I work every day with over 30 millionaires that I'm constantly in contact with our company, and our company has produced even more than that, I think somewhere around 39 or 40 now, and growing. Every month we put on another one, it seems like, and I don't want to be just a millionaire. I want to be a multimillionaire, and I've worked my fanny off all my life and did all the right things. I went to school, got a degree, put a sheepskin on the wall, you know, worked 40 hours, drove bell to bell, 8 to 5, in traffic in the morning and traffic in the evening, fighting and trying to latch on to the American dream, and it took me a long time to understand that I was not going to make $1 million, $2 million, $5 million. I might have done it cumulatively over my 40-year career in business, but I wanted to be able to compress time and be able to enjoy some of the personal goals and things that I think that I can accomplish. But I had to find that right opportunity. Ambit for me is that opportunity. And I do know this in the short time that I've been in the business, that my job is to go out and gather a handful of loyal energy customers and find other people like myself and do the same thing. So what I'm looking for in sponsoring you today at Starbucks, and you wouldn't say Starbucks, but I'm just trying to give a visualization here, is I'm looking for somebody who also wants a higher level of financial of success, somebody like myself who in turn also wants to be a millionaire or even potentially multimillionaire. And I got to find the right people. I'm looking for the right people. Would you consider yourself somebody like that? And so another thing I do, and a lot of people don't see, when you have enthusiasm and you're fired up about something and you're excited about it and you're forecasting your dream to people, people listen attentively because they're kind of taken back, you know, in the fact that, wow, you've only been in 3 weeks, but you seem like you really got this deal. This is something, you really mean what you say, don't you? And you have to have that sincerity and that belief and that conviction in order for that enthusiasm to come out. And when that enthusiasm comes out, they say, I don't know what this person's selling, but I want a piece of it. I want to be a part of it. And they will get in line. You'll have fewer objections to a selling situation. And it's also important that you are also pre-qualifying these people by saying, look, I'm just looking for myself in the mirror. I'm looking for somebody that's just like me. Are you that person? And if they come back and they say yes, then the very next question that I would ask, I would say, well, are you willing to invest your time, effort, and your own money of $429 that would pay for all your training, your support materials, everything you needed to get started to join me in the Ambit Energy business if I could show you how you could reach some goals? Let me ask you a question. If you had a monetary goal that you wanted to reach and you felt that this would be something that would be significant for your family, how much would that be? So let them come back, $2,000, you know, $1,000, $5,000, whatever it might be. Or it might be a personal thing, like a house, a second home for their mom or dad. Whatever that is, you want to ask them a question. Would they invest in themselves $429 for all their training, support materials, everything they need to get started in the energy business with you, if, in fact, you guys could work together to make that happen, yes or no? Because when you learn to put the money up front, lay the green African mamba which is one of the most deadliest snakes in the world, lay it up on the table where people can see it. That's called the money objection. It is the biggest stumbling block to any sale, is the money objection. So when you put the money objection up on the table for them to see, what happens is it allows them to be able to do a couple of things. Number one, they get it up front that, you know, it's not like you're spending a bunch of time trying to give a presentation and then all of a sudden, you know, you're going to pop. Because if they don't know how much it's going to cost and you're there giving a, you know, the presentation, watching the videos and all that other stuff, and then all of a sudden, you know, what they're thinking is, well, how much is this going to cost me through the whole presentation? But if they know how much it's going to cost up front and they already said they would invest in themselves in order to make their own dreams happen, well, then now you're building value on that objection. You've kind of taken the objection out of the equation to where right up front you've started to build value on the 429. I'm just giving you a little sales tip there that I think that would be extremely helpful for you in learning to not be afraid to tell people up front how much it costs to get started, because that's going to save you a lot of time, effort, energy. It's also going to pre-qualify that prospect, and it's going to allow you to build